Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hi, I'm Joe Manganiello, and I am accepting Mario Lopez's ALS Ice Bucket Challenge.
Hey, I'm Taylor.
And President Obama, ALS Challenge.
Thank you, Ryan Seacrest and T. Swizzy, for the challenge. Accepted.
Does that sound familiar? It's what Selena Gomez, LeBron James, Bill Gates, and perhaps your Uncle Fred from Facebook have in common these days. You've seen it on the videos on Facebook, on Twitter, and Think Pieces on Slate. The so-called Ice Bucket Challenge. Dump a bucket of ice water on your head, or you have to give $100 to fund research into ALS, also known as Lou Gehrig's disease. Once you dump the water over yourself, you can challenge three people who have 24 hours to do the same or pay up for charity. And on it goes in your newsfeed. Hundreds of thousands of ice bucket videos are now online, and a conversation has broken out about whether this kind of viral charity can really make a difference, or if it just serves to convince people they are helping, or even worse, make them complacent about charitable giving in the long run. Here to talk with us about this is Ken Berger. He's the president and CEO of Charity Navigator, which evaluates charities and monitors the charitable giving scene. Ken, welcome back to WNYC.
Thank you.
So do you accept the talk intelligently about the Ice Bucket Challenge?
I think that there's a fair amount of evidence that it's mile wide and inch deep in terms of really raising the awareness. But on the other hand, you know, we rate them very highly, at least the national office. And so on one, I'm sort of mixed. It's sort of like have at it. You know, if you can raise more money for a good cause, even if it's a flash in the ice bucket, so be it.
So this is about this. When it became viral, it was funding ALS research. It didn't actually start there. There's some controversy about where it's dispute about where the origin was. Are you surprised how it's taken off?
Well, you know, if anybody could predict these things and have a magic formula, they'd be the ultimate fundraiser. So, you know, I'm not surprised in the sense that we've seen these kind of viral explosions before, like Kony 2012, but the particular nature of it is surprising, and it just comes out of, it seems to come out of nowhere.
It seems to come out of nowhere, and it's everywhere. Listeners, have you taken the Ice Bucket Challenge? What are your thoughts on it? 212-433-WNYC. That's 212-433-9692. We'll reserve some lines for anyone with a connection to ALS. We want to know what you think about the Ice Bucket Challenge and its giving strategy for ALS research. 212-433-WNYC. Do you like it or do you think it's a little off in some way? Give us your thoughts, 212-433-9692. You said it's a mile wide and an inch deep, but it's actually resulted in some real money for the ALS Association. They've received $15.6 million compared to $1.8 million during the same three-week period last year. So that's quite a jump.
Yes. When I say a mile wide, I mean in terms of its long-lasting effect. But for the moment, this one organization has seen a phenomenal increase in donations, and for a period of time, they will be able to take advantage of that. But in terms of its long-lasting as a strategy and a long-lasting tool for ALS or anybody else, there's no evidence that these things will last very long. They're gimmicks. They promote the whole notion of he or she who does the best marketing wins rather than he or she who has the most effective charitable organization wins.
And that's something you monitor at Charity Navigator. What do you think about the premise of the Ice Bucket Challenge, which is I'm willing to put cold ice water over my head and experience that shock of pain to avoid giving to charity?
Well, that's another part of the incredible thing about this whole viral campaign, which is that it's sort of upside down. The original design of it was that you get the ice if you don't give. And so it's sort of it's almost like antithetical. But ironically, it seems that most people are pairing the two together. They're taking the ice bucket, and they're also giving as well at the same time. So it's also morphed in that way from its original design, which was really almost anti-charity.
Anti-charity, you say, here's Conan O'Brien and his take on it.
Let's do it. All right. Whoa. Wow, that was cold. Okay. ALS, send the check to Conan O'Brien, care of the accountancy firm.
Hello. You don't get paid. You get dunked and pay.
I pay?
Yes, it's a charity.
Why would I do both?
Why would anyone be giving you $100?
Because I got a lot of ice cold water poured on me.
But it's a charity. They're not going to give you money.
So I don't get paid anything?
Do you need $100?
That's ridiculous.
You really need
$100. That's stupid.
That's Conan O'Brien's take on the Ice Bucket Challenge. Larry in Manhattan has a kind of different take. What do you think about it?
Hi. I think that we're overthinking it a little bit too much. Tens of thousands of people are aware of this. I weren't aware of it a month ago. It was fun to do. I got challenged, and then I did it, and I challenged my 32 and 26-year-old to spread it to their kids who they knew about already. So I think, according to the Times, they last quarter they raised 1.7, and this quarter they raised 13.5 or something. So it's a positive thing.
Did you give?
Yes, I did it, and then I will go to the DLS site and do it tonight.
Larry, thanks for your call. Kinberger, another criticism of the Ice Bucket Challenge is that it's divorced from the cause, that the videos are all about who you're challenging to do it next, with just some mention or maybe no mention of all about ALS. Does that worry you?
Well, certainly, and that, again, gets to the mile-wide, inch-deep problem. There is evidence that most people are giving less than they would normally give to ALS, and oftentimes it's without the awareness. But I want to make sure, you know, I'm not saying that there isn't, reflecting the caller, I'm not saying there isn't something good happening here. I'm not saying that, you know, in the case of ALS, because they do some excellent work, it's definitely advantageous. So have at it is part of my attitude. And in fact, even on our website, we've seen a phenomenal increase in the number of page views, and people come to Charity Navigator for data. So there are some people that are learning from this, that are being educated by this, but the concern is it's just not that many relative to the total number that are participating.
Here's one Ice Bucket Challenge video that we especially liked. It's from a man who sort of flipped the script on this. Let's take a listen.
And I thought instead of doing the Ice Bucket Challenge, I'd talk a little bit about what it's like to actually have ALS and go through that. Imagine one day your legs stop working. You can feel them, but you can't move them. And then your hands and arms stop working, and now you can't move at all, even though you can still feel everything. So if you have an itch somewhere, it's too bad, you can't scratch it. But it doesn't stop there. After that, you lose the ability to move your limbs, and your speech starts to go. So you can't speak anymore. Your mind is still fully aware. You're as sharp as ever, but you can't scream. You can't call out. You can't communicate in any way without some advanced technology like an eye recognition device. And because your speech is gone and any movement you still have left is minimal, a lot of people who don't know any better or understand what ALS is will think you have cognitive problems. So they'll speak to you loudly and slowly, like you're mentally impaired, which is just one more indignity.
So that's one person flipping the script on the Ice Bucket Challenge, talking about the details of what it is to go through ALS. Gay in Red Bank, New Jersey, you received a challenge to put a bucket of ice over your head and chose not to do it. Why?
Well, because I don't like ice water over my head, and truthfully, the viral thing came to me without an explanation of what my obligation would be. So I'm with your guess that it kind of cuts both ways. Why should I be allowed? You know, why would I want to get away with not giving money? My brother died of this disease about 30 years ago, and it was his daughter who issued the challenge. So, but I'm totally down with the whole bringing up the awareness for people and, you know, for research into this horrifying, horrifying disease.
Thanks for your call, Gay, and I'm sorry for the loss of your brother.
Thank you.
Lee in Fairfield, Connecticut, you don't like the Ice Bucket Challenge. Why?
I guess what I feel is that there's just been a saturation of people asking for money. for nonprofits, and I understand that in these times that nonprofits are struggling tremendously. My partner is in a nonprofit. She works for a child site, and she is constantly worried about the success and the failures of her programs. So I get it, but it just seems frivolous and just like a stunt.
Thanks for your call, Lee. Ken Berger, on that point of saturation, does something like this crowd out other charitable giving?
Well, there really is some evidence of, you know, these kind of things sort of leading to donor fatigue and people being inundated with these kind of gimmicks. And at a certain point, it will lose its luster and people might give less in that way. But overall, giving in the United States has remained pretty constant. It's about 2% of people's household income, typically. It ranges somewhat. The working poor give more than anybody else, and the wealthiest give slightly more. But it doesn't seem to overall have that kind of negative effect. And the other thing is that there is research that there's a growing amount of money that is coming from online kind of campaigns. It's still not a significant amount, but it's increasing exponentially, very dramatically over time, even though it's still a small percent.
And in this moment, the research for ALS has figured out how to capitalize on that moment. Nina in Manhattan, you work with the ALS Association in Connecticut?
Yes.
And what have you seen the impact of all these people putting buckets of ice over their heads?
I think that what I've seen is most people that have any personal connection to it see the good in this, and it's hard to see the negativity because of the fact that it's at least also bring, you know, for someone that has this type of devastating disease that I've seen so many go through, it is at least provides them some type of awareness where they don't feel like they're so alone, and people are finally finding out about this type of disease that really has been unknown to so many people. But also looking at the good with the Ice Bucket Challenge, it's giving them some type of laughter in the days of darkness that this type of disease provides. So
yeah.
In any case, at least providing them hope and support by seeing their friends, call out their names and say, we're doing this in support of you. That right there, for a personal friend of mine, as well as part of our support groups, I have seen just, you know, this light up his days. And that right there is so much positive, you know, that it's hard to just see people talking negative about it.
And makes it worth it for you. Nina in Manhattan, thanks for your call. And Ken Berger, President and CEO of Charity Navigator, thank you for joining us on this.
It's my pleasure.
And have you had the challenge? Have you been challenged?
I have not.
All right. So it's out there, folks. Ken Berger. Let's see if he does it. Ken Berger is the president and CEO of Charity Navigator. I'm Anna Sale in for Brian Lehr. Tomorrow, Isaac Davey Aronson will be with you. Listen in.